Yeah, out of James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Do you feel the nearness of the Lord? Do you feel him wooing your heart, even this morning? Do you feel him coming close and inviting you in? It's because you've drawn near. And if you're thirsty and dry, draw near to God. Take that first step. How hungry are we? How thirsty are we? How badly do we need the Lord? Draw near to him. As often as it takes, as long as it takes, let us draw near to God. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Why? Because double-mindedness is that serious. Double-mindedness left untouched will cause division. Double-mindedness is a wrong affection. It's a misplacement of affection. I kind of want God, kind of like my place in the world. I kind of like my own life. I kind of want to follow Jesus. And the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And so left undealt with, the double-minded person will cause division. And so he's saying here to take it very seriously. And so this is what we want to pray for one another, to keep this out of us. Verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another, brothers. Do not. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. So if we're casting judgment, judgment for condemnation, judgment for being demeaning to others, that kind of judgment that's not for the benefit of a brother. When we speak evil of someone, we're not just speaking evil of that person. We're actually judging the law and not that brother. It's a little more serious than at surface level. But if we judge the law, we're not a doer of the law or a doer of the word, but a judge of it. I don't want to be caught just being a judge of this word and of the law. I want to be a doer of the law. And a doer of the law has settled his heart, his intents, his purposes on Jesus Christ, to walk in the mind of Christ. And so it's my prayer that we would walk in the mind of Christ. There is no double-mindedness in the mind of Christ. So I pray we would walk in that revelation, the knowledge, being a doer of the word, receiving and walking in the mind of Christ. Verse 12, for there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you that judges another? So Lord, I pray that we would be single-minded, Lord, being doers of the word, loving Jesus in pure, simple devotion. Pure, simple devotion to Jesus. That will make you be a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Jesus, I pray, draw us close. Draw us close, Lord, as you are drawing us close even today. And we sense your presence, Lord. Thank you. I pray that no root of bitterness would spring up. I pray that double-mindedness would have no place among us, Lord. But love abound, fervent love of the brothers and of the family and household of God. And as we express our love for our brothers in Israel, Lord, to come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus as Messiah, Lord, for the ingathering of all the family of God, I pray let it be in Jesus' name.